And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
October is here, but Halloween isn't till the 31st. But Rattlers has goodies for you every day, like Goodness Knows bars, two for only $3. Grab any size coffee or cappuccino to go with that for only 79 cents. Rattlers has in-store specials all the time, from hot dogs and chips to soft drinks. Make sure to stop by Rattlers on your way home from work and pick up any 12-pack from the fine families of beer, from Bud, Miller, and Coors, for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties with the network. Please stand by.
Houston Texans football. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
A little bit different. We had a power surge here at the Eagle, and it's not something we do on a regular basis when Richard Kroom and David Campbell are on the air, because the power surges are not something Richard and I like to do all that much. But we're actually in the dark right here at the Eagle right now. But we're on the air thanks to the miracle of cell phones for the time being. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, is brought to you by MSC Opus. We do want to let you know that if you want to get out and see something really good tonight outside of high school football, which is going to be very good, the Swan Brothers are at MSC Opus tonight. And when we get in position where we can make this thing work, we may have some tickets for you for that. But don't wait around for that, because there's a great opportunity to go out and see the Swan Brothers and check that out. It's going to be a tremendous show tonight, so you want to check that out. So those guys will be participating there or singing tonight, so we'll be checking that out. So Richard is going to be joining us here momentarily. It's kind of an odd day. The Aggies are off. The power's down. We're trying to get the people that worked on Pyle Field to fix everything because we had that problem the opening week. And for the time being, we're just kind of making this up as we go along. But again, we'll be having Richard join us here in a few minutes to talk a little bit about baseball today. The Rangers are playing. When last we checked, since we have no power, we don't know for sure. The Rangers were down by a run in the eighth inning to Toronto after getting that win last night. They did not have Adrian Beltre today, as Beltre is out. And he had that back issue. I don't know if anybody watched him run down to first base. Looked like me trying to get out of bed in the morning. Not a very pretty sight. But Beltre was doing his best to try to get back in the game. And see, the Rangers can't take Beltre out of the lineup. If they sub somebody else in, if they make that move, then they've got to take him out for the championship series as well, should they get there. And that's not something they want to do. So Adrian Beltre is going to stick around, and he's kind of one of those guys, recovery guys. Dallas has got a few people like that. You don't see Dirk Nowitzki stay out very long. You don't see Jason Witten stay out very long. When those guys get hurt, they get well fast. And so maybe there's something in the water in the Metroplex. I don't exactly know how that works, but we hope Beltre gets back soon. But the Rangers were down a run this afternoon. We're going to try to make this up as we go along, as we said, because it's a very unusual situation. We, with no A&M football this week, and Aubrey is out of town. In fact, has everybody just gone out of town because the Aggies aren't playing? It's just like they get the time off. Why in the world does everybody else get the time off as well? Everybody's just, it seems like they're hitting the road this weekend. Aubrey, I think, went down last night and watched the Texans lose, and not a very pretty sight for the Texans with their loss last night to the Indianapolis Colts. They dropped that by a touchdown, and it's kind of an interesting, it will make for an interesting day today. What we're going to do is get into a break, try to get things sort of reorganized right here, and tell you we'll have Shireen on again today to talk about pro football and about that game last night, and lots more coming your way. We may talk a little bit more about high school football because it takes center stage this week, and Larry Bowen will come in probably with his cell phone at some point today. And we'll talk about that game. We got a lot of games going on tonight, but the big game tonight is the original Crosstown Showdown as A&M Consolidated and Bryan are playing. But right now, let's take one more break. And Sean, bear with us. We're going to put all this stuff together. He's working at the studio and trying to make this thing work, but we'll try to make it work for you as well. Thanks for sticking with us. If you want to send us a text, I can't read it. If you want to call in, I can't hear it. So just stick around. We'll talk about sports as much as we can over the next couple of hours, and we'll be back with more of Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle after this.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on, hop in.
Now you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt and you could be dancing in these aisles. Coors Light here. Born in the Rockies.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules, including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
Join the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History for the Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th. Enjoy this free celebration of our heritage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities will take place inside the museum and on the Brazos Center grounds. Learn about Brazos County's pioneer history. Visit with characters in period costume. Observe demonstrations of frontier skills and trades. See an authentic stagecoach. Hear from a cowboy poet and much more. Our activity area will keep children busy learning to make pinch pots and other period crafts. Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th at the Brazos Museum of Natural History, located at the Brazos Center.
Once an Aggie, always an Aggie. Just minutes from the A&M campus, Watercrest at Bryan Retirement Community celebrates the 12th man with all of the great benefits of quality senior living. Choose your one, two, or three-bedroom designer residence featuring great views of Kyle Field and the camaraderie of fellow Aggies. Watercrest at Bryan, a game day Aggie broadcast partner, invites you to take a personal tour today. Visit watercrestbryan.com and customize your lifestyle in the heart of Aggieland.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craft-made ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year. How about a 52-inch aged bronze fan for only $39.95? Craft-made aged bronze porch fans are only $79.95, and they go fast. Saturday only at Dealer's Lighting, corner of South College and Koenig in Bryan. But hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year.
Gabe Bach and Rusty Burson interview a former Texas A&M player each Tuesday at 9:35. It's Aggie Flashback on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
But you got to go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more.
All right, I'm just sitting here vamping at this point, trying to hope we can enjoy the music a little bit longer. Hey, while we're on the air, and we do temporarily have lights back on here, and we're trying our best to get things worked out to get back on the way we would normally be. Richard Kroom and I are going to be on our cell phones. But while we've got an opportunity and while we still have power here, I'll tell you, I've got a couple of tickets to WinFest for this weekend. So if you'd like to go to the Renaissance Festival, it's the complimentary opening weekend, and we got a couple of tickets for you. Now, here's the trick. You got to be here by 5 o'clock, and you have to come to the Eagle to pick them up. Again, I'm worried that we're going to have a heck of a time staying on the air, so let's do this right now. Let's just say, get here by 5 o'clock, and we're going to take caller number 3. Caller number 3 will get the 2 tickets to WinFest. May have some other tickets coming up if we can keep the power going around here. And we're trying to make connections and probably need maybe a call back to here to get that done. So we'll find out everything is working at that point. All right, Rich, I don't know if you're here with me or not because you're in another room. But let's if you are, let's talk a little bit about baseball.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, let's talk about both the Astros and the Rangers come up with wins yesterday. I thought it was really interesting because they said, this 4 straight road wins to open the playoffs this year. You know, the last time that happened was 1970. Is that amazing?
Well, I mean, you play for the home field advantage, and usually the team that gets the home field advantage is supposed to be the better team. And you're at home. So it is amazing. That's a long time, but I don't find that too unusual that it would be that long because, like I said, usually that team's better, whether they're at home or on the way. The team that gets the home field advantage right away is the team that's better.
All right, let's go to the Astros. They took the win last night at Kauffman Stadium, and I think the general consensus on the Astros was, You can't take a home run hitting team that is much better at home, and they hit in the fairly tight confines of Minute Maid Park, and take them to Kauffman Stadium and assume you're going to hit as many home runs. But they did. They came up with a couple of home runs in that game last night, and I thought that for the Astros with serious doubts about how good a road team that they could be, I thought that was a huge win for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, when I say that they're the better teams, what I just said, I'm going to counter what I just said about the home teams being the better teams. At the end of the year, I'm not sure Kansas City was a better team. And their pitching staff has really struggled. Their starters have. I mean, they've got great relievers. They're kind of like playing the Yankees, you know, in that one-game playoff. But Yankees were, you know, it's like if they could get you to the sixth or seventh inning and be in the game, then fine. But I think the Royals are the same way because they're starting pitching really kind of takes away from the theory of, you know, being a good playoff team, you know, or having a chance in the playoffs because their starting pitching is the worst. I saw a stat on it. It's the worst of all the teams that made the playoffs, their ERA. So, yes, the Astros had trouble during the year, so you kind of didn't expect that to happen. But at the same time, the Royals don't have that one guy who's going to stop you for sure, you know, every time he goes out there.
Rangers were down a moment ago, and again, I'm not exactly sure where that game stands right now, but the Rangers were down, and yet they looked to have put themselves in pretty good position with the way they played yesterday, and you had Cole Hamels on the mound today, so this looked like a good one. I guess it tells you something about the playoffs. It's not going to be what the regular season was. It is a little bit more of a crapshoot. It's going to be a different kind of situation, and really the Rangers and the Astros in both cases, the starting pitching is really good. I mean, both those guys are as good as anybody in the league, and I'm talking about anybody in the league, and maybe either league, and maybe those guys are positioned better for a 3 out of 5 series like what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, you used the word crapshoot. I think that's a pretty good description of what the American League playoffs could be like because I don't see. And I said this Wednesday with Aubrey. I don't see one team being decidedly better than another team in the American League. The Blue Jays had a little run there, you know, once the trade deadline came, and they had their little run. And but like I said, I don't think the Royals were playing good baseball at the end. And Texas and Houston. And the other thing we people talk about, and I agree with this, is at the end of the year when you're having to win games to make the playoffs, you get in that mode. You know what I mean? You get in the mode of, yes, this is a key game. This is a game we got to win. And you get focused like that. And I think that carries over into the playoffs. So, and I think in the Astros and Rangers case, that's going to help them.
Well, the Astros and Rangers both did some things that they had to do. It wasn't all positive. The Astros could have had that home game for the wild card if they had finished up the series with a win in Arizona, but it was good enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not even saying this, even if you're winning every game or you used to win. I'm just saying if you're playing games like that from now on,
yeah.
I think you get into that focus, that how you're feeling about what you're having to do. You know, it's not going from, you know, in the preseason, obviously, you're not going to be as focused and things like that. And when games don't matter anymore as far as you making the playoffs, which for the Yankees it's a little bit, but for the Royals, not as much. I don't know. I think he takes a little bit to turn it back on, so to speak.
Well, Rangers had that. I talked about the Astros having a hiccup at the end of the season, but the Rangers had a little bit more than a hiccup in what could have been their clinching game on that Saturday going into the playoffs when they were up by 4 runs and ended up losing that game to the Angels. That could have been disastrous, but they came back and had such a good finish to the season. I thought they went in with some momentum against Toronto. And I look at the guys on this Ranger team, and there are so many unsung heroes. We talked about Adrian Beltre being hurt and he wasn't playing today, but there's so many unsung heroes, guys, that at the beginning of the year, who would have thought, okay, the star of the opening game of the American League Divisional Series is going to be Rougned Odor. I mean, he gets hit twice, scores a couple of runs, and he just rockets a home run out of the ballpark at the Rogers Center.
Well, I'm glad you pronounced it, because I have trouble with that, even though I think he's a pretty good player, and I actually have lost couple fantasy teams there near the end of the season. So, but yeah, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said his name.
Rougned had a how can he be your fantasy player? You don't know how to pronounce his name. What's the story
there? All you got to do is, your fantasy players, all you got to do is click a button. You don't have to say it.
You don't have Giovanni Gallardo on your team, do you?
No, I didn't.
All right, Rangers did get the win yesterday in the opening game. The Astros are playing this afternoon, so it's a And here's the other part of the deal. I've got cable. I know we talked about, you know, how you get in touch. I don't have the Major League Baseball channel on there. So I've got cable, and I can't get the Rangers because Major League Baseball is not on my part of the cable system. How has baseball gotten to the point that I can't watch the Rangers play in the divisional series? There's something horribly wrong about that.
Well, yeah, and you probably noticed that because now we do want to see those Texas teams play and all that. But, you know, it's been going on for a little while now, and it's, you know, for a few years now. I think that's, you know, all they talk about is baseball trying to get fans. They missed the boat in some cases. And what you're talking about is one of them.
Well, we were hoping to have Shireen on today, and we're going to talk a little about football, and we're going to talk about football as well. But I tell you what, we're a little bit early to get into the break, but we're still trying to get some things fixed around here. Hopefully, at some point, Richard and I get off the cell phone here on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. And we do want to remind you, the Swan Brothers are tonight, as the MSC Opus is our title sponsor for Aggie Nation, and it's a good show tonight. So they'll be starting at 7:30. You can still get tickets. So check out MSCOpus.org. They can tell you how to get them. You can go out there tonight, or you can go to the Crosstown Showdown or one of the other high school games that are going on, because there's some big ones. The Battle of the Bell tonight. Rockdale is hosting Cameron this evening, so we got some of the rivalry games going on this evening in high school football. But right now, we'll take a break. We return with more of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Ahead of schedule, new freeway on and off ramps for southbound traffic at Southwest Parkway opened this morning. Message boards are now warning northbound motorists that the on-ramp from Emerald Parkway 2818 will close next Tuesday. Texas A&M Police is reviewing video surveillance around the West Campus garage to determine who placed an orange water cooler containing two wires outside the building. That resulted in blocking the area around Kimbrough and Olson for 90 minutes yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Alan Barone said assistance was provided by College Station Police Department's bomb squad.
They were able to determine that the suspicious package was safe, and at that point, once it was removed, the all clear was given via code maroon, and all intersections and pedestrian traffic resumed normal in the area.
It's the second time this week the bomb squad assisted with the report of a suspicious package. The Pink Alliance serves the Brazos Valley, supporting local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts. Their 13th Surviving and Thriving Luncheon was held yesterday, featuring keynote speaker Joan London.
Cancer changed my life in actually a good way. It gave me a purpose-driven life. And if anyone can find that in life, that is a gift.
The luncheon has raised more than $480,000 to support local breast health initiatives, serve breast cancer patients, and further cancer awareness. In high school football action tonight, Rudder heads to Willis with a call on 102.7 FM. And this week's Crosstown Showdown features Brian and Consol on Sports Radio 1150. Pregame starts at 7. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we will take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your pay paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free and kids 3 and under get in free.
If you're a high school senior with perfect attendance this year, you could win a new Scion from Atkinson Toyota Scion.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
The next Spirit Stop brought to you by Buppy's Catering is this Friday at Aggie Soccer. The Aggies look for their fourth SEC win of the year as they host the Alabama Crimson Tide. And Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM will be at Ellis Field at 6 p.m. an hour before kickoff. Stop by the Zone tent to say howdy and sign up for a free care pack. Spirit Stops are brought to you by Buppy's Catering. Find more information on the events tab at zone1150.com.
Now in the street there is violence, and not a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to.
Welcome back to Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. I'm David Campbell, filling in for Aubrey Blooms, taking off today. But we got good news for you today. Shireen Williams from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram is joining us. And Shireen, you're going to have to take the apology right up front because we're having all kinds of problems with the power around here. And because of that, I'm on a cell phone today, and I'm going to just almost turn it over to you. I will ask you first, I'm assuming you watched the Texans game last night.
I did watch the Texans game, and I know that was a huge disappointment to them to come out and play like that against the backup quarterback who been in the hospital the 24 hours before and was suffering from a virus, and that was not a good performance for that team, and it tells you kind of where they are right now. Until they get a quarterback, they fell miserably in that. You just go and look at what they've done in trying to trade for Ryan Mallett and signing Brian Hoyer, and we go back even beyond that. Felt Matt Schaub was the answer, and he was briefly helping them to a 12-4 record and get the playoffs. But you got to have a quarterback. You got to have a franchise quarterback. And the bad news is they don't have one. The good news is it looks like they're on their way to a top-5 pick that will get them an opportunity. Again, they had the opportunity. They didn't like any of the quarterbacks there. And obviously David Carr was their old quarterback. Derek Carr might have been the answer, but I understand why they didn't draft him and why they couldn't draft him. But, you know, they did pass on a quarterback in the first two rounds. They took Tom Savage, who's not the answer, obviously, or he'd be playing at this point. So until they get that franchise quarterback, I think this is a franchise that's going to kind of be right there in the middle to the bottom. And that's where they are right now. And I think the disappointment for them is how bad that defense is playing right now. And J.J. Watt, I understand he's being double and triple teamed, but he was double and triple teamed last year and making more plays than he's made this year.
How bad right now, and I know you never know with injuries, but how bad does the selection of Jadeveon Clowney look? Does it look like they took a great athlete who may never be a great pro football player?
Well, you know, he did show some flashes last night, and there were a couple plays there when you saw the old Clowney. And, you know, I do think that microfracture surgery, it takes a couple years to get back. I think we'll know better this time next year when we see him play and have a full off season and all that. I think he's just trying to regain himself right now. So, I don't mind that pick. He was the top player in the draft. There's no doubt. But, yeah, you know, they passed on the quarterback in the second round, and to me that was maybe more the mistake than not taking a quarterback number one overall. I understand why they didn't do that and why they took Clowney, and they couldn't have foreseen the microfracture surgery that he ended up needing. But, yeah, if he plays well, that defense can end up being pretty good. But the back end of their defense is not very good either. Kareem Jackson was paying him all this money, and he was getting beat and making penalties and just look horrible out there. And so they've got to figure this thing out, you know, at least get up back on track defensively to try to give them a chance to stay in games and win games. And they aren't doing that at this point. And, you know, they've got a long season in front of them. And to me, the other disappointing thing, not just the defense, but this looked like a dumb football team. You know, not just are they only bad, they're certainly bad, but they do dumb things. And you saw Hopkins come off and throw the ball, and he had a nice gain, and then he gets the 15-yard penalty. And then the stupid pass by Hoyer at the end, the interception, when they were trying to go in to tie the game. So just dumb things this football team does, and I think that's the huge disappointment for the Texans and for Texas fans right now.
Yeah, Andre Johnson sort of came back to haunt him last night too, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. You know, he played well, probably his best game that he's had since he's been with the Colts. And, you know, I think he showed, I'm sure he was motivated, but showed he still has a little bit left in him and can make some plays. And, you know, the Colts, are still a long way away from contending for a title. They have not looked good this season. They've kind of, you know, even against the bad teams like the Jaguars and the Texans have kind of muddled by, and I understand Luck hadn't been out there. But look, Luck's the lowest rated passer in the NFL. It's not like they were guns a-blazing when he was in there, as Greg Hardy might say. You know, they weren't very good when they had Andrew Luck in there. This is just not a very good football team right now. I understand they're leading the division and all that stuff and probably going to win the division, yes. But to me, this does not look like a team up there with the Cincinnati Bengals, the New England Patriots, and the Denver Broncos.
All right, I guess what I've been trying to do is avoid talking about what might happen to the Cowboys this week. So is there any way the Cowboys win this week? What do they need to do to win? I mean, I know they're going to have some changes on the defensive side. So how does that look?
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance. I guess if they went out and forced 5 or 6 turnovers, but I don't see the Patriots turning it over 5 or 6 times, especially coming off a bye week. The biggest question to me is, does Oklahoma score more points against Texas or does New England score more points against Dallas? And I think that's a legitimate question and a good debate about who might score more points, because I think the Patriots are going to try to run it up. And I think they're on a mission, and I think they're telling the league what they can do with themselves, and they've got their foot on the throat of the league. And imagine next week when they play the Colts, it might be even worse, because they definitely are going to want to run it up on the Colts. But this is a team that's not going to back down. So if they're up 30 points in the fourth quarter, they're still going to pass. They're still going to try to score. They're not going to take it easy on you. So this could get really ugly in a hurry. And I picked it 38-17, but it could be 38-20, something like that. But I think it could be even uglier than that. I think this could be, you know, one of the Cowboys' worst losses in history. And if they're not careful and don't do some things to run the clock and don't turn over, you know, don't turn over the ball, you know, they can cut down and score. I don't think they have any chance of winning, but I think they do have a chance maybe to keep it a little closer than what people think. I just couldn't believe the line opened at 7, because I don't think there's any way the Cowboys can sing within 7 points.
I think with Tony Romo out, with Des Bryant out, with the injuries that the Cowboys have that seem to be mounting, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win the game this week. But that Saints game just seems like one that got away.
Yeah, I completely agree. To me, I was saying last week, I might change it, say the Texans this week, and certainly the Miami Dolphins are in that conversation too, and a handful of other teams. But I said last week the Saints were the worst team in the NFL. I said the Cowboys will win this game. I had the Cowboys winning the game handily. I didn't think there was any way they could lose the Saints. I know the Saints got a lot of defensive players back, and they did play better on defense. But, you know, the Cowboys' defense, go back to the Texans' defense, it was the same thing with the Cowboys last week. The fact that their defense has let them down the 2 weeks that Tony Romo's been out of the lineup, they have not played well. And they do get reinforcements back this week in Greg Hardy and Rolonda McClain, who will help, but that is a game that got away. And you can't, the Cowboys have said this, Stephen Jones said this, we cannot go over while Tony Romo and Des Bryant are out. They can't do that. If they do that, they're going to be out of this thing when Tony Romo gets back in the lineup, probably on November 22nd against Miami Dolphins. They have to win at least 2 games to stay in this thing. Now you're pointing at probably the Tampa game there. They have a chance to win that one, and they will have Des Bryant back for that game. I think another one you look at is the Eagles game at home. They'll have a chance to win that game. We'll have Des Bryant, should have Des Bryant back in the lineup for that one. So I think those are 2 winnable games. Giants, you know, they could beat the Giants at New York coming off a bye week. Probably will get Des back for that game. You know, they will have an opportunity. But somewhere along the way, whoever it is, they've got to win 2 of these games coming up before that Miami game, you know, a month and a half from now, and to be in this thing at the end. Then I think you've got a chance to really do some special things, because you will have Tony Romo back. You will have Des Bryant back. and you Rolonda McClain and Sean Lee, this defense should be better. So, you know, they can really be a contender in December and January, but they have to win a couple games between now and the end of November when they get all their reinforcements back to stay in this thing to put them in a position to do that in the playoffs. If they don't do that, then, you know, it's going to be a nice finish for them in December and a little momentum for next year, but it's not going to pay off in January when they want it to. But if they can win a couple games, I think you're looking at them and going to be talking about them as a Super Bowl contender.
Shereen, do they look at Hardy and say, we'd love to have a big game from him, but not big enough that he has to go to a press conference?
Yeah, well, they're required to talk, win or lose, good game or bad game after a game. So he's going to be required to talk. And PR staff coached him up, but he is who he is, and he's going to say what he wants to say. And that's what he did. And I think Jerry Jones has probably made the situation worse. He went on the radio today and defended Hardy and defended himself. And I think the best thing that Jerry said today, the most honest thing, was, hey, let's be honest, we got Greg Hardy because we wanted to improve our football team. He is going to improve their football team. There's no question about that. He's a great pass rusher. And we may not see it the first week with him trying to get back into football conditioning, but he is a good passer. He's the best pass rusher on their team. So he is going to help. But, you know, they've made this thing a PR nightmare. He's made this thing a PR nightmare, I guess. Not they have, but he has. I guess they have by signing him. But he's made it even worse with some of his comments, and then Jerry's added on to it. So it has become a national story this week with things that have been said, dumb things that have been said. And you know, it's a bad week for the Cowboys off the field. So they're ready to get on the field, but that may be even worse than the week that was off the field.
Shereen, thanks for being with us today. Sorry about our technical problems today. It's always fun to talk to you, and see what you can do about keeping the Cowboys at least in the general vicinity of the game. I'd kind of like to watch it, but I would like to make it to the fourth quarter at least.
Amen.
Thanks so much, Shereen.
All right.
That is Shereen Williams for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're going to take another break. We will be back on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, in just a moment.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on, up in.
Now you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt and you could be dancing in these aisles. Coors Light here, born in the Rockies.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules, including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
Be our guest for Broadway's most enchanted musical. Networks proudly presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, featuring all of the adventure, the spectacular effects, and the classic Disney songs you've come to love.
Disney's Beauty and the Beast, presented by MSC Opus, October 20th and 21st in Rutter Auditorium, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Get your family's tickets now, mscopus.org.
Learning the skills of skating can bring you a lifetime of fun and exercise. At Spirit Ice Arena, you can learn step-by-step instruction in a pleasant, supervised rink that makes learning to skate safe and easy. Did you know that Spirit Ice Arena is home of the Fighting Texas Aggie hockey team? If you've never been to a live hockey game before, then this is your chance. Tickets are just $10 for adults, $7.50 for students, or two students for $10. To see an Aggie hockey schedule, visit spiriticearena.com or call 693-3900. Spirit Ice Arena, keeping you cool all year long.
Get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craftmade ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year. How about a 52-inch aged bronze fan for only $39.95? Craftmade aged bronze porch fans are only $79.95. And they go fast. Saturday only at Dealer's Lighting, corner of South College and Koenig in Bryan. But hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
You listen to their games every Friday night on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. You even follow all of their live scores on Twitter at Zone 1150, and you listen to the podcast of their games on BrazosFootball.com. But how well do you really know your favorite high school athletes? Now, thanks to the high school player profile on Kelly Burt Dozer, you can. Next Tuesday, Zone reporter Chelsea Reber sits down with A&M Consolidated football player Mason Hickson and gets to know more about him on and off the field. Broadcast begins at 1:35 on the Louis Belina Show right here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Again, that's the high school player profile, and it's brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer.
So many times there was a man, he met a girl and took her hand. He told her, never will I leave you, my love. But just as soon as he's gone again, she's a flapping in the wind.
I'm inclined to listen to more music today than I normally do. We're back, and we actually hopefully sounds a little bit better. Richard Kroon with David Campbell, and this is Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. I don't think the air conditioner is back on, but it is because it's hot in this room. But it's or maybe I'm just sweating out trying to make this thing work today.
It's a little warm in here. I think for you it's a little bit of both.
We've had an interesting day. Thanks to Shireen. She is so good. If you don't read her stuff on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, you're missing out on everything you need to know.
If you're a Cowboys fan, especially, you really want to.
Oh, just an NFL fan. You can see her on TV. She's on ESPN. But she's doing all kinds of stuff, and I get to see Shireen about once a year. That's about how often we get a chance to actually run into each other. But it's so much fun. I have so much respect for what she does, and it's just a blast to have her on here. I don't know if you saw any of the Texans game last night.
For a football game.
I didn't ask Shireen about this, but I've always thought Matt Hasselbeck, and I thought he was a heck of a quarterback when he was in his prime to begin with. I thought he was a tremendous quarterback.
Well, I didn't think he was tremendous, but I thought he was pretty darn good.
I thought he was
definitely
really good.
Definitely could win with him.
And he did win. I mean, that's the whole thing. And I'll take a winning quarterback over guys that put up good numbers and don't win.
Right.
And I really enjoyed watching him. And I only saw it on the highlights last night. But did you see the Texans' Hail Mary right just prior to halftime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where they threw the ball to the new guy. I can't think of his
Strong.
Name. Strong. That's right, Jalen Strong. Yep. So somebody in Texas named Strong's doing well.
Yeah,
and
that's a good line.
But he catches it. That was the easiest Hail Mary pass I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Drew Pearson probably came out and said, "Hey, that's not a Hail Mary pass. Yeah. I got your Hail Mary pass." You know.
Well, the Colts were knocking themselves out of the play, so they kind of folded themselves over into the middle of the end zone, Strong just turned around and a little bit slanted his body a little bit, and it was just all he had to do was catch it. Essentially, I thought originally, he jumped really high and got it, but when they show the replay, he really hadn't jumped off the ground that much. He was off the ground, but it wasn't like he was up there and went up there and got it.
He sort of leaned the other direction, didn't he?
That one probably ranked as about a 6 to him compared to that one that he had against USC last year when they beat USC. Arizona State beat USC with the Hail Mary.
No,
I
didn't even know he was an Arizona State guy. So you catch me up on all kinds of stuff. So.
Right, but he caught one for Arizona State against Southern Cal, and it was a little more impressive than that, and probably meant a little bit more, especially since the Texans ended up losing this one.
I found it interesting. I read a story today. Somebody was talking about when Chip Kelly gets to USC. Where's Chip Kelly going to be next year?
Because a week or two ago was when Chip Kelly gets to Texas.
That's exactly right. You know, it's just absolutely amazing that everybody assumes he's not going to stay where he is, but they've got him lined up, got a job lined up for him wherever he goes. So I just astonished.
Yeah, that must be nice. I mean, he's going to have his choice almost. As soon as the Eagles fire him, then he'll have his choice of what college to go to, and he'll be making quite a bit of money.
You can be terrible in the NFL, and they'll still love you at the colleges.
Well,
and some colleges, Nick Saban.
I was just going to say, Saban's the perfect example of that. He was average at best with the Dolphins, and
he's a jerk too. I mean the guy.
I'm just talking about how much they got done and how many wins they had and stuff.
I'll be honest with you. I lost respect for Saban as he was an NFL coach, and I can't get it back now that he's at Alabama. Now, there are a lot of people that don't like him, but they have respect for him. I don't even have respect for him because the way, you know, he would tell people, I'm going to be here. I'm your coach.
Yeah.
I'm your coach forever.
I don't want to say we've heard that from a whole – well, we have heard that from a lot of guys, but – you know, and it's that kind of business because
yeah, but he's a jerk.
Because the owner can look up. The owner looks up and says, "That's right." When the owner looks up and says, "You know, he's safe. We like this guy." You know, blah blah blah. You know, 3 days later, you better be ready to write a story about him being fired. So, I mean, it goes both ways in that manner. But yeah, I mean, with the money they make, you'd think there'd be a little bit more. Honoring of the contracts and where you are and what you're doing and appreciating that you got that job. I think that's one of the things. I'm not going to say that. Not making this as a general statement, but there are a lot of coaches that almost feel like they don't appreciate the fact of the job that they've got and the money they're making.
Well, here's my problem with these things. Just a little bit of honor. You don't have to be spectacularly good. You don't have to be you don't have to.
You have to be Joe
Dwight Eisenhower or anything.
You don't have to be Joe Samaritan.
Yeah, but I mean, show me just a little bit. Don't come out and tell your players you're going to stay. Uh-huh. Don't come out and tell the media you're going to stay and say we've had no talks about college football when in fact. You probably haven't, but you're that guy that's working for you has, and he's out there doing that work specifically for you. I will never like that guy. And the thing is, I've always had a great deal of respect for Alabama's program, but I just can't like him as long as he's there.
Yeah, I was when I grew up. When I was growing up in Colorado, I was a big Alabama fan, and he makes it a little bit harder to cheer. Plus, their fans now make it a little bit harder. Now that I know more about their fans, how crazy they are, and I don't mean that in a good way.
Well, I'm actually kind of hoping they get a chance to play Oklahoma again because they have some pretty good things going in the stands in those games too. So,
yeah.
kind of looking forward to that. Our Aggies are off this week, so that's why you and I are here because everybody else, it's like they got in a car and couldn't get out of town fast enough. What's the story there? You know,
hey, I guess it's literally a bye week, not just for the Aggies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm covering high school football tonight, and that's good. I don't
all
mind
right.
that at all.
And you're going to go actually with the Rudder Rangers tonight, is that right?
Right,
you're
Rudder
go Willis and
mm-hmm, against Willis. So.
Kind of a big game for the Rangers, I would think.
Yeah, and it'll be kind of a big game for me because it's my first. You know, I've covered Cull Station a couple years ago, covered Rudder last year. I mean, not the entire 10 weeks, but you know, a good part of it. And this year, this will be my first high school game.
I like to, when it comes to high school sports, I like to pass on advice to people. When you're doing a Willis game, be sure to spell it with a K, Wildcats. And and when you're doing,
I thought you were going to say, how do you spell Willis with a K?
and Wildcats. and when you're going to the Temple game, I told the Bryan coaches when they played Temple that Temple wears those pants that are blue in the front and white in the back. I said keep the blue in front of you, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't listen to me, and they ended up losing that game big. But I think they got a good game tonight. I think Bryan and A&M Consolidated ought to be a great crosstown showdown tonight. And I find people that are still angry that they say you got to make it, got to call that the crosstown showdown. Come up with another name for the other games. They want it to be the crosstown showdown. I mean, been playing since the 80s. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Really now, crosstown is.
It could be College Station, A&M Consolidated,
yeah, and then Rudder and Bryan. Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's almost like intramural and intramural, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And I never spell those right anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Hey, I also want to, and as long as I've taken us to the high school part of the deal, I was covering the swim meet between A&M Consolidated and Bryan last night, and it occurs to me I had a really bad headache yesterday. I think it's just this allergies, the allergy stuff that's in there.
Someone said they're at the peak right now.
Well, they were bothering me in a big way, and I had a headache last night. And I just want to say, if you want to go someplace when you have a headache, a swim meet is the worst place in the world to go. By comparison, you could go to a basketball game, and it's like being in a library. It is very loud, and of course, it's all contained in
right.
there. So, what They swam well for an early season meet. Everybody swam extremely well. My apologies if I was not in the best of moods last night, because it was a challenge.
Yeah, when they dive in, you can hear the splash. That's echoes, right? The splash and echoes.
Exactly. Yeah, and this, I swear, true story last night, it was my head was hurting so bad, I said, I'll just go outside. We were at College Station Middle School. I'll just go outside and get a little air. I'll be okay, you know, for the time being. Somebody's car alarm goes off, and it's even louder than the swim meet. So it was. If my story's no good today, it's either one of two things. Most of my stories are a little bit shaky to begin with, and the other part of it is I my head was just not quite into the swim meet like I should have been last night. A lot of stuff going on. What do the Aggies do when they're off on a week like this? I mean, I guess some of them.
Yeah, we talked to a couple of them. This on Tuesday, and
maybe they go to high school games.
Well, maybe, but most of them, one of the first things they would say was they're going to watch the Arkansas Alabama game. You know, because they don't. Yeah. They're kind of like us. Everyone thinks we're watching every football game there is, but you know, when you get to a A&M game early, then you stay and write for 2 or 3 hours afterward. You see very little of other games. And I'm sure that's the same thing true for the A&M players. But this week they'll get to enjoy a weekend of watching some football games, which I'm hoping to do. I hope to sit down and watch Alabama, Arkansas, maybe not all the way through, but a darn good part of it.
Did you have to pick that game? Did we pick that game this week? I can't recall.
I can't recall.
I don't think we did.
I have a secret.
I don't think we did. You do?
Yeah.
You're not doing it yourself?
I have a secret. Picker.
Okay. All right. So who would you pick if it was Richard Grimm?
Alabama. Easily.
And a runaway, huh?
I don't know, because I don't know if Alabama has – well, let's just put it this way. I think it won't be a runaway because it's kind of like an NFL game in that in college you get these – the reason there's so high scoring and there's these runaway games is every team has so many possessions. But I think in an Arkansas-Alabama game, you're not going to see each team have as many possessions. And obviously, if you don't have as many possessions, you can't pile up the points as high as you could. So, I've seen games where both teams have had four possessions in the first quarter at A&M games. And then I turn around the next day and I watch a little bit of an NFL game. And one team only gets the ball once in the first quarter.
You see that a little more at the high school level, too. Yeah. I mean, it has more to do with styles of play.
Which is why over-unders are about probably, I don't know, I don't know exactly, but I would have guessed close to about 15 to 20 points less in NFL games and college games.
I know when we started the day, we were talking about the Swan Brothers being tonight at MSC Opus, and I've got three tickets to that. I didn't give those away, did I? I mean, I haven't done that yet.
I don't think so. I can't tell between switching back between headphones and my telephone so people can hear us. I can't remember.
That's my point. I don't think I did. So we've got two Swan Brothers. I've got three tickets. And if you can come by the Eagle by 5 o'clock, you got to be here by 5 or you don't get them. But if you can come by the Eagle by 5 o'clock, we need, since we've got 3 and 2, we'll take the fifth caller right now at 693-1150, and if you get in, you got those tickets. And if you don't get those tickets, get some on your own. It ought to be a good one tonight if you're not going to a high school football game. And you got a little bit of a road trip this week, and I think you're going to go with Rudder next week too, aren't you? Don't you mm-hmm. get on the Rangers?
I'm coming the Road Warrior.
We have a significant restaurant recommendation for you for next week.
You guys are always good for that.
And that's one of the things that we try to do. That I'll give some of the guys in the sports business credit for their sports knowledge. A few, one or two, every now and then.
But you'll give more credit
for their food. Yeah, I think most everybody, my brother, somebody's going to steal this line from my brother. They're going to steal the trademark from my brother because he came up with this deal. He wanted to write a book or put together a book where sports writers name their best places to go to eat.
That's not a bad idea.
And he was looking really at high school sports writers to do this. And the name of the book he wanted to do was Friday Night Bites. I thought that was a great, great idea. So if Jim Campbell trademarks that, you guys are out of luck. Otherwise you can probably go out there and beat him to the punch. But for the time being, I'm just happy we have microphones. We have lights on. It's still hot in here.
It's still
but
warm.
It's okay. And we got another hour to talk about high school sports, and Larry's going to come in. We'll talk about some of those high school football games tonight. It's a really big night for them. And we're going to be at Merrill Green Stadium, which used to be Viking Stadium, but not anymore. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Time to take a break. We'll be back with the second hour of this.